The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym. 106.3 FM, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM's Jeff Downing.
Well, it's a Tuesday night. That means high school basketball right here on the South Gym and the North Gym as well. We're on both FMs tonight, 107.5 and 106.3 KGYM. Jeff Downing, Eric Peterson. I was scheduled to be up north tonight, but, boy, that flu has even hit a few of our employees as well. So we did a little substituting and mixing around a little bit tonight. So glad to be with you tonight, Eric, as we got a couple teams sub 500. Actually, this could be a pretty good matchup because, really, with Cedar Rapids, Washington, and we're broadcasting here in Iowa City for City High. These teams are actually looking for to move up in the seedings going into the sub-state as both teams, really between them and Prairie and also Ottumwa and even Kennedy, really there's only two or three games that separate them as far as their record. So if somebody can get on a roll, they can get probably a second or third seed going into the sub-state.
Well, and we've seen City High at least three times this year, twice against West, so that's sometimes tough to judge there.
Yeah.
And then they played Liberty about a week or so ago, and again, that was a big win. And then just a few nights later, they, I'll use the term upset, I don't know if it was necessarily, but Waterloo East and Coach McGraw and his team, they played well against Waterloo East and won. So again, after struggling for quite a stretch, again, City High has had two recent wins.
Well, let's look at what's happened so far here in the last few days for both teams. First of all, we are broadcasting here at City High, and 2-2 is their last four games for both teams. And first of all, for City High, the home team, coming in with a win over Waterloo East, a high-scoring game, too, as City High is averaging about 56 points per game, and they end up scoring 85 against Waterloo East, 85-81, a good win, a four-point win for City High. And they lost to Prairie 68-44. Prairie just put it to them pretty good. Again, winning by over 20 points for Prairie. Picked up a nice win, come-from-behind win over Liberty, 65-63. And also Dubuque, they got some good teams this year. They lost to Dubuque Hempstead, 75-49. So that's the way City High has done here in the last few days for their last four games. And on the other side for Washington, they picked up it was a close loss to Kennedy, 66-64. They did pick up a nice win against Dubuque Wallert, 63-58. They lost to top-ranked Xavier. Xavier's ranked number one in Class 3A, 57-53, and also picked up a win against Waterloo East, 90-68. Teams are really scoring a lot of points against Waterloo East. Both these teams picked up a win here in the last few games against East for both of them. Last time these two teams played, City High won the game, 61-55. That was back on January 9th. So there's been a few games in between the last time these two teams played. Last time was also in Cedar Rapids. This time we're here at City High. Like we said, we expect a good matchup and looking to move up in the standings in Class 4A Substate. Iowa City West is going to be the favorite at 13-3, but then you have Kennedy at 8-9, Wash 7-10, Tumwa 6-11, Prairie is 8-9, City High is 5-12. But for City High, if they can put two, three, four games in a row and wrap up the season and pick up anywhere from 8-9 wins, they're right in the thick of things as far as seedings.
Well, it's like you said there, West obviously, although again, a couple recent struggles for West High, but again, really like a winning record, and it would be a really surprise if they don't come out. But at the same time, if you'd like to get a couple games under your belt and get that experience, if you can win a few of these games at the end of the season, maybe again bump your seeding up just that little bit and have a little better chance at that first, if not the first and second ball games. And that's both what Washington City are trying to do, plus just build some positive momentum, try to finish the season on a positive note. It's a tough season when you're only winning four or five ball games out of, the 20-21 games allowed. And, sometimes it's hard to keep the enthusiasm up. So the fact that both of these teams have won two out of their last four games has to, pump a little life into the programs, has to pump a little life into practices. This is kind of the dog days of the season.
It is.
You had winter break. You came back. You've been at it hard for over a month. Tournaments are not too far off, a couple weeks off. Temperatures drop, snow starts to fall. Mm-hmm. And again, like I say, it's the dog days of the season. And it's one thing if you're winning ball games and you see possible routes to get to state. It's another thing when you're struggling. And so, again, the fact that both teams have, played better, haven't given up, and have a couple recent wins. And, again, I'm sure each one of them looks at this as a ball game they can get.
If I remember correctly, last year, City High really struggled for the whole throughout most of the season. Five wins, not a lot of wins, but also I believe it's more wins than they had last year, and they're building on that too. As again, they got a good team, not a great team, but a good team. They got some height as well. We're going to see some battling inside between these two teams. Max Campbell with Wash standing at 6'7". He's a senior. He's averaging about 7 points a game, and also. Jeremy Kambamba, he is the 6'8 senior. He wears number 20, averaging about 6 points a game. Neither really averaging too many points, but boy, they go high up in the air. And we may see a jam or two, if not more than that, between each team tonight. They're going to be playing above the rim. As again, if you haven't seen the roster, Jeremy standing at 6'8". Carter Westlake also for City High standing at 6'4". For Wash, again, 6'7" for Campbell. And also coming off the bench is Micah McCurry. He's averaging 11 points. He's a starter. Mick McCurry averaging 11 points a game. He stands at 6'6". He is a junior. So, again, a couple big teams that's going to be on the court tonight. And both teams averaging in the 50s, 58 points per game for Wash, 56 points for City High. That tells me they're playing some inside ball as well.
Well, for City High, we've seen Kambamba. There's been games he hasn't started this year, but he certainly gets minutes, whether he starts or comes off the bench. The first game against West, I thought he played well. Again, he has a tendency to tire and a tendency sometimes to get in foul trouble. So I think as a coaching staff, you might, I don't want to say limit his minutes, but watch his minutes. And, when he starts to get tired, get him out. And, if he picks up, I think one of the big keys there is just not to pick up that early foul, because then it seems he lives in foul trouble for the rest of the ball game. Again, this is the first time I've seen Cedar Rapids, Washington, so it'll be interesting to see their inside presence and how they match up with City High. Like I say, a lot of games, when City High starts to sub, if Kambamba's not on the floor and if Westlake aren't on the floor, they're like literally 6'1 or smaller at every position. And so there are times City High is awfully small on the floor.
Again, coming in with the record of 7-10 for Cedar Rapids, Washington. City High comes in with a record of 5-12. Let's look at our starting lineup as the two teams are wrapping up their warm-ups, and we'll get the PA announcer. I'm not sure who's doing the PA announcer tonight. Talked to the principal or athletic director said they're running a little short-handed tonight, so he may do it himself, but that's okay. Whoever does it will do a fine job right here at the school.
Well, we're kind of waiting to, they have a scoreboard here where they can put up the numbers and keep track of points and fouls. And usually by this time in the evening, they've got the starting lineup up and posted. Maybe they won't be using that portion of the scoreboard tonight.
Starting lineup for tonight. First of all, let's look at the visiting team, Cedar Rapids, Washington, led by Coach Justin Decker. Starting lineup. First of all, number 5, a junior, 5'11", that is Ross Snipker, averaging about 8 points per game. Also, number 14 is a 6'3 senior, Drew Christensen, averaging 8 points a game. Also, one of the taller players tonight will be Mick McCurry. Wears number 21, he is a junior, stands at 6'6", he is averaging 11 points a game. Campbell McBolsky, a 6'1 sophomore, number 23, 10 points per game. And Max Campbell, number 33, the 6'7 senior, averaging 6 points a game. As far as a team, shooting 47% from the field, 33% from the threes, 69% from free throws, and Cedar Rapids, Washington, averaging about 58 points per game. They are the Warriors, again, for their mascot. Iowa City, City High. Coach Derek Roberts coming in with a record of 5-12. Their starting lineup, number 4, the 5'9 junior, is Antonio Turner, averaging 14 points per game. Carter Westlake is a 6'4 junior, wears number 10, 6 points per game. Jeremy Kambamba, averaging 6 points a game. He is number 20. He is a senior, averaging, and he is 6'8". Again, a senior wearing number 20. Also, number 23 is Keyshawn Christian, averaging 12 points a game. He wears number 23. He is a 6'1 sophomore. And Rye Threlkeld de Wiegand, 8 points a game. Warriors number 24, a 6'4 junior. As far as the team, averaging 40% from the field, 35% shooting the threes. The free throw shooting at just an average of 58% and averaging 56 points per game. Again, Coach Derek Roberts, City High, the Little Hawks, coming in with a record of 5-12. Both teams are being introduced as we speak. Your referees tonight are from Cedar Rapids, led by Corey Burkle. Corey, probably the tallest, might be the tallest one out there on the floor. Corey, one of the tallest referees in the area. He stands about 6'7", 6'8", as well. And Terry along with him. And so a good officiating crew. These guys have done state tournaments and even a little bit of semi-pro ball as well. So we've got a good veteran officiating crew for tonight's ball game. Smaller crowd on tonight's.
The cold weather and the fact that both teams struggling again, that may lead to a slightly smaller crowd.
But
again, glad it's on our schedule because, like you say, two teams maybe not a lot of success, but again, a chance for a real competitive ball game.
I think so. Yeah. Both teams introducing their center. Should be a good matchup inside there, Eric. Those two guys, tall and slender. Looks like they. Built like to play some basketball. And we're going to stand for our national anthem. We'll keep it here at this time as we pause for our national anthem. You're listening to high school basketball here on 106.3 KZIA HD3 Iowa City and also 107.5 KZIA HD4 Cedar Rapids. Coming up just a couple minutes before 8 o'clock, Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Glad to be with you tonight. Local high school boys basketball as we're broadcasting in Iowa City. City High hosting Cedar Rapids, Washington in varsity action. Getting just a bit of a late start as the JV game went down to the wire, a 68-65 win for Wash. And also the seniors were also recognized tonight as well for City High. Tony, go ahead.
City High, just two seniors. Again, one that starts and plays Kabamba and then one other senior. So, again, a young ball club for City High.
Already underway and... The tip is controlled by Wash. Warriors with the ball. Goes down inside. A little hook shot up and no good. Fight for the rebound. Turns, and it's going to be stripped away. And City High with the ball. City High with the ball. Going to the left side. City High shot. 12-footer. That is no good. And both teams with misses on each end. Warriors with the ball. McCurry brings it down. Kicks over to the right side, over to Snitker. Inside. Doesn't take it. Back to Snitker. Baseline. Man-to-man defense for City High. Top the key over to Ross. Bounce pass inside over to Christensen. Kicks it back outside over to McCurry. Down low. This time to Campbell. Inside, good pass. Inside and nicely done. Campbell with the assist. And I believe... Campbell and McVolsky with the two.
And that was just a nice backdoor cat by McVolsky. Again, ball on the perimeter, faked out, dove to the basket. Ball was delivered in an easy layup.
Ball is knocked out of bounds, and City High will keep it. Just underway, if you're tuning in, high school boys basketball here in Iowa City. City High hosting Cedar Rapids, Washington. 2-0, Wash with the only basket. And the ball is stolen away on the inbounds. Here's a breakaway by Wash. Takes her time. Shot is up, and it's partially blocked from behind. And City High comes down with the loose ball. Kicks it back over to Turner. And now it's stolen away. 3-on-2 break inside the end. Nicely done by Wash. Warriors with the first two baskets. Ross Snicker with the basket.
Now two City High turnovers almost back-to-back, just where one just an inbounds play, and you know, really no one really working to get open, just kind of floating out a little bit. Washington stays right on them defensively, and again, two quick turnovers for City High.
Christian with the ball, kicks it back out over to Turner. Turner back over to Christian. Christian, baseline. He'll drive in the paint. Turns. Puts up a tough shot. Up and no good. Good defense by the Warriors. Gets his own rebound, though. Puts it up. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded a third time. Goes up. It is no good. Warriors with the weak side rebound. City High will get back on defense.
Well, City High, three good opportunities there. Had missed all three. All really within a couple feet of the basket.
Now this will be a hand check foul before the shot. Foul call on number 24. That'll be against Throkeld Wiegand. That'll be Rye's first foul and the first foul of the ball game. Inbounds for City High, for Wash. Warriors with the ball, kicks it baseline, three-pointer, shot is up, and short, no good. Loose ball on the floor, picked up though by Campbell. Doesn't take the shot. Back over to McCurry. Now top of the key is Ross. Ross goes to the left side. Ross down low. Goes inside, puts up the shot, and two by Max Campbell.
Well, a good possession there. Again, ball movement, and finally get the ball inside to Campbell at 6'8", and easy basket for Wash.
6-0, and first basket by City High. Antonio Turner with the basket at the free throw line. It's a 6-2 ball game. 4:56 and counting, first quarter. Man-to-man defense, still in the backcourt. They just get it across the line. Ross with the ball. Ross all the way in two on the right side. And Ross now with 4 points.
Well, City High tried to put pressure on the basketball, but again, just off the dribble, Wash takes it all the way to the basket. Again, it's one thing to get out on him, but you got to keep the ball in front of you.
Turner back over to Throkeld Wiegand. Doesn't take the shot. Back over to Antonio. Turner with the shot. Too long and a three-pointer. And pulled down by Wash. Warriors with the ball. Quickly down floor is McCurry. McCurry has the ball knocked away, and loose ball comes down to City High. Puts it up and a jam. Puts it down, and Keyshawn with his first basket.
Now,
and he slams it down.
Yep, a 6'1 guard, but again, elevates up and on a breakaway after a turnover dunks the basketball.
8-4, and now another foul. Number 20 will be called.
Well, City High, when we did their Liberty game against Liberty, boy, they just fouled and fouled and fouled. They had, I think, three or four kids with three fouls in the first half. I think three or four kids that had four at the end of the third quarter, and a number of kids that fouled out. And again, they just never adjusted to the officiating here. So one of the keys of the game is, to me, after watching City High commit so many fouls against Liberty, is can they play without fouling tonight?
A couple subs have checked in for Wash. Inside, there's one of them, and two by Nolan Potter. Number 22, Nolan just checks in for the first time, averaging 4 points. He's a 6'7 senior, big guy. And also Joe McKinstry has also checked in, averaging 4 points. He's a 6'2 junior. He wears number 24. Shot is up, three-pointer. Yes, three by Rye Throkeld to Wiegand.
Well, fortunate for City High, that ball was deflected out to him, and so he's wide open at the three-point line because of a deflection. And, again, he doesn't hesitate, puts it up and scores.
Shot is up, partially blocked, no good. Rebounded by City High. City High wants to run. 3-on-2 break. Bounce pass inside, puts up the shot, and it's blocked inside. Ball is loose. City High with the ball. Back over to Antonio. Turner with the ball. Drives inside, puts it up, and can't get it to fall. Partially blocked. And rebounded by the Warriors. Wash with the ball. City High gets back on defense. Looks at the three. Nothing there. Man-to-man defense. Cross-court pass. Kicks over to McCurry. McCurry will set things up. Back over to Ross. Ross this time. Drew Christensen with the ball. Down low. Back over to Ross. Ross in the paint. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. Shot is up. And yes, three-pointer. Mick McCurry with his first basket, and it's a three. Timeout taken on the floor. It's a 30. We'll keep it here at this time. 2:33 to go, 13-7. Seen some good passing by both teams, especially for Wash. Moving the ball nicely, Eric.
Well, they have, and again, penetration, then kick to the corner there for Wash that last possession. You know, City High had kind of slow started, had rallied back after Throkin Wiegand hit that three-pointer again, but defense on the other end. City High has given up a lot of points this season, and again, three-point line wide open for Wash.
The 30-second timeout was taken. Both teams back on the court. All righty, back in action. City High with the ball. Wash with the lead, 13-7. Two and a half to go here in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense. And Turner quickly down floor. Turner goes inside. Nothing there, and it's stolen away. Here's a breakaway, and it's partially blocked, so Wash will slow things down. City High gets back on defense. Top of the key is McCurry. Curry drives inside, up, and now a foul's going to be called, I believe, after the shot.
Well, Wash had come out in some three-quarter court pressure, and City High got through it, but then on the little dump-off pass, turned the ball over. Wash came down on a missed shot, committed the foul on the rebound.
Foul called on Nolan Potter. That'll be his first. Team foul number one against Wash. Here's a trap in the corner, and City High just gets out of it. Turner with the ball. Back over, gives it to Malik Kimber, is also checked in. Shot is up, no good, and rebounded by Potter. Nolan with the ball, kicks it over to the guard, Ross. Ross, top of the key, looking to go inside. Nothing there. McKinstry, Joe with the ball, top of the key. Back over to Ross. Long three, shot is up, yes. Three-pointer by number 24, Joe McKinstry. Wash is shooting well here in the first quarter.
Well, that's the sixth player that has scored for Washington here in the first quarter. So, again, a lot of kids contributing.
Malik Kimber in the ball game. Where's number 11? He is a 5'11 junior, has checked in. Also, Luke Young has checked in, the 5'10 junior, averaging about 2 points a game. He's at the top of the key, setting up the offense. This is zone defense. Looks like a zone.
2-3 zone, yeah. After that press, three-quarter press, they fall back zone.
Shot is up by Turner, up and no good. Rebounded by Wash, 16-7. Warriors have shot the ball well here in the first quarter. They've got the lead as well and the ball. To the right side, goes down low, inside, not a good pass. And City High takes advantage. Here's a two-on-two break, but they're going to slow things down. And here's a three-pointer, left-handed, yes. And a three by Rye Throkel to Wiegand. That's his second three of the ball game.
Well, you almost saw Young had a lane to the basket for a layup, but
yeah.
He kind of decided not to take it all the way to the basket and pulled up and kicked it back out to Throkel Wiegand, and again, he hits the three-pointer. So, you know, you start to see a little more and more of that even now in high school basketball, where sometimes kids pass up maybe a pretty good shot to kick the ball out to the three-point line.
Yep. What was the stoppage of the play for? Do you know, Eric?
I don't know if, again, when the ball went through the hoop, if a City High player kind of touched it and it took Wash a while. So, again, I don't know if that was a warning against City High to leave the basketball alone after a made basket.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can figure.
16-10, six-point lead for Wash. Warriors with the ball, 30 seconds of counting. Shot is up and short, no good. City High with the rebound. City High quickly down four. Three on three. Goes down low, nothing there. Kicks it back out, and that's going to be an over and back.
You know, City High, again, just silly turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, that's one where they penetrate and actually probably could have elevated up for a jump shot, but instead, you know, make a blind pass back out to the perimeter, and the perimeter players move to a different spot, and they can't get to it before it's over and back.
One thing I'm noticing here, City High is a small lineup out on the floor at this time. More of a guard lineup. Just a few seconds counting before we played one. Warriors with the ball. Warriors, 4 seconds, three. Not sure if they noticed the clock. Here's a breakaway, and it's going to be no good. We played one with the score. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 16, and Iowa City High, 10. Let's take a 60-second break, 60-second timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Heading into quarter number two, a six-point lead for Cedar Rapids, Washington, broadcasting here at City High School here in Iowa City. Jeff Downing along with Harry Peterson. Glad to be with you tonight here on both FMs, 107.5 and 106.3. And underway, second quarter, and a three-pointer by Carter Westlake. Buries it.
Well, Washington in that 1-3-1 zone, and City High just got it to the baseline to Westlake, and he makes the three from the corner.
Carter was pretty quiet in the first quarter, comes out and nails a three down in the corner. His first basket cuts it down to a three-point lead for Wash, 16-13. Loose ball on the floor, still loose, and now we're gonna have a foul, I believe. Boy, tough foul. 14. All right, foul be called against Christensen.
City High had gone to a 1-3-1 as well. Again, a quarter court, half court defense, and the ball went into the middle. City High collapsed and got a hand on the ball, and Washington, in trying to get the ball back, commits the foul.
City High with the ball. Top the key, another long three. Yes, two in a row. Carter Westlake buries him from three-point land. Back-to-back baskets ties this game up at 16.
Well, City High hadn't shown much spark, and then Westlake coming out in the second quarter hits two straight three-pointers.
Wash with the ball, top of the key, three-pointer. Shot is up, that is short, no good. Rebound, though, inside, puts up Tills, still short, and City High comes down with the rebound. City High looking for their first lead of the ball game. Tied up at 16, Westlake doesn't take the shot, goes inside, looking for somebody. Not a good pass, but pulled down, though, by Turner. Another shot. It's up and yes. Another three-pointer. Keyshawn Christian. Keyshawn now with 5 points.
Now three straight threes for City High, so they move out to a 19-6 lead after a very cold shooting first quarter.
Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up. Yes. Three-pointer by Wash. And Joe McKinstry with his second three of the ball game. The way things are going here, we're going to hit the 100 mark. 6:07 to go here in the second quarter. Goes inside. City High with the ball. Looking.
3 seconds.
Got to get out of there. Got to get out. And he does. Shot is up. In and out. No good. Ball hits the floor. Washington comes up with the loose ball.
Now, Kambamba had the ball but got underneath the basket and couldn't really find a shot. Kicked it out, and the City High not able to convert.
Another three-pointer's up and no good by Rye. And pulled down by City High. 5:40 to go before halftime. 19-19 is our score. Wash led 16-10 after the first quarter. City High's come back and hit three three-pointers here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Wash back man-to-man now.
Goes inside, drives out of the way, puts it up in two. Nicely done by Keyshawn Christian. Keyshawn, that was seven.
Screen was coming up to his right-hand side. He kind of faked to go off the screen and then just took the ball hard to the basket for a contested layup.
Colin Westmoreland is at the point guard now for Wash. Start the second quarter. Looks at the three, doesn't take it. Kicks it back over to Christensen. Loose ball. Picked up, though, by McKinstry. And now it's knocked away. And City High with the ball. City High all the way. Puts it up and can't get it to fall. Up and rebounded. Up and no good. And rebounded by Wash. Wash, they want to run. City High gets back on defense. Loose ball on the floor. Getting a little sloppy here in the last couple times for both teams.
Three turnovers for Wash here relatively early in the second quarter.
Tony Turner, a little hook shot. It's short, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Little Hawks will get back on defense. Warriors with the ball. 21-19. City High with the two-point lead. Midway through the second quarter. Shot is up by the baseline. Up and no good. Loose ball on the floor. And picked up by Christensen. And now a timeout taken on the floor. Timeout. This is going to be a 4:30, Cook. Must be a 30-second because everybody's still standing. Yep, we'll keep it here at this time, yep. 4:24 to go. Got a little sloppy there in the last minute or so, though, Eric. But some good shooting to start the second quarter by both teams.
Well, it did. I mean, City High, again, four baskets here, two by Westlake, both threes. And then Kashawn Christian three-pointer and a two-point.
Yeah.
Wash just one basket, but again, that was a three-pointer by Joseph McKinstry. So again, City High able to get off to a little quick start again. Obviously, they had to put up a lot of points, but both teams put up a lot of points against Waterloo East, so you know they're capable of getting hot.
Yeah.
But you know, Wash started shooting off shooting well. Then the first quarter has cooled off a little bit. City High comes out, start of the second quarter, shooting the ball well.
Hardy back in action. Ball taken out. Wash the ball. Top the key. Gives it to McCurry. McCurry dribbles to the left side. Nothing there. Looking to go down low over to Campbell. Campbell with the ball. Goes inside and off the glass. And nicely done by Max. Max now with 4 points.
Well, that's the mismatch we talk about inside. That was 6'8" against about 6 foot, and City High did not send a double team, so Campbell gathered himself, turned to the basket, and a pretty easy shot, 6'8" against 6 foot.
Goes down low. Angelo with the ball. Kicks it back over to Malik. Back over to Turner. Antonio with the ball. He'll set up the offense. We're tied at 21. 3:45 and counting before halftime. Turner back, gives it to Westlake. Doesn't take the shot. Westlake's got three pointers here in the second quarter, and they throw it out of bounds.
That time Kimber again saw a cutting player underneath the basket, just threw it a little too hard and right off his hands, out of bounds. So Wash has a possession to take the lead. 3 minutes 30 seconds left in a 21 all ball game.
Looks like again, is this going to be a zone defense?
Yeah, 1-3-1.
Yeah, zone defense. We've seen zone on both sides now.
We'll Turner. See. Now he drops off there once he gets up the basketball. So
Ross with the ball. Ross top of the key. Off pass to Campbell. Campbell outside the three. Doesn't take it. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up. That is long. Up and no good. Campbell gets the rebound. Campbell turns. Puts it up. And two by Max Campbell.
Well, Campbell, last couple possessions, kind of taking over inside. That time gets an offensive rebound and puts it back in. Again, no one at 6'8 can match up with him inside, especially now with Kabamba on the bench, although he's checking in at the scorer's table.
Here's a long three. Shot is up. It's short, no good. Fight for the rebound, and City High with the rebound. Turner drives inside to the baseline, puts it up, and he is fouled inside. Good play by Antonio. Drew the foul and was able to go to the line. He'll shoot two.
Well, Turner not afraid to go inside, although, again, 5'9 going inside against 6'5, 6'8. But he kind of brings the ball up, brings it back down, hangs in the air, and gets fouled. Makes the first of two free throws.
Antonio now with 3 points. And checking back in, Jeremy Kabamba will check in. Second free throw for Antonio. Antonio averaging about 14 points a game, and he hits both free throws. He has 4 so far here in the first half.
We're back tied at 23 apiece with 2:35 left in the second quarter.
Now Max Campbell's going to have a seat, so we're still not seeing that matchup between the two big centers.
Well, just a few minutes at the opening of the quarter, first quarter, and then again with substitution patterns, they have been on the floor a lot at the same time.
And Nolan Potter has checked back in. He's the backup center. He stands at 6'7", wider body also, big guy. He'll be down low as well. Wash with the ball. We are tied at 23. Goes inside. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Yes, it is. That was a hard hit inside. And Quincy Wells, Chandler Hogus checked in. And Chandler will pick up his first foul, offensive foul. That was the right call, too. Kind of put that shoulder in and just kind of ran him over.
Now we'll see. It looks like Wash has gone half-court man here.
City High with the ball. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Shot is up. A three-pointer up in. Yes, gets the friendly roll. And Rye picks up his third three. He's got 9.
Well, that bounced, what, 3-4 times
did.
On the rim?
Yep.
Usually when it goes up that high and bounces a couple times, it doesn't fall back in. What do we got here?
We got a whistle away from the basketball, number 24.
That's his second. I think maybe City High might get him off the floor here with a minute 44 left.
Rye's one of the, he's a good shooter too.
Now
he's holding on the defense.
9 points, all 3-pointers, 3 3-pointers. So again,
what he was doing, he wasn't allowing the offensive player to go through the screen or anything. He was holding it. Shot is up, but partially blocked, no good. Here's a breakaway, one-on-one. Turner will run down the ball, but he'll have to set up the offense. Instead, he'll take the shot, three-pointer, and can't get it to fall. Here's a tip-up and can't get it to fall. Puts it up again, and Jeremy has a block from behind, and Wash comes down with the rebound.
They tried to tip the first one without bringing it down and just couldn't get to fall. Got the second one, but got blocked from behind.
Now the three-pointer's up and no good by the Warriors. They get their own rebound. Ross will set things up. Ross to the left side, kicks it out down low over to McCurry. Bounce pass to Christensen. This time back in the corner. Shot is up and it is long, no good. And now another foul. And foul's going to be called against Antonio Turner on a push.
Well, not a lot of fouls called here in the first half. Here we got just under a minute left, and each team just with four team fouls.
Yep. So Wash will get the ball once again after the push from underneath. Warriors. Potter with the ball. Bounce pass. Goes inside to Chandler. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by City High. 26-23. Little Hawks with the three-point lead. Turner puts it up at the free throw line. Short, no good. That might have been tipped. But City High comes down with the rebound on the loose ball. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up in the corner. Yes, three-pointer. The left-hander. Krokel to Wiegand.
That's his fourth three-pointer. Two in the first quarter, two in the second.
18 seconds and counting before halftime. Potter's got the wide open shot, doesn't take it. Instead, he'll hand it off to Ross. Ross setting up the offense. 9 seconds to go before halftime. Kicks it back out. And now he loses it. And they're going to take a timeout. Timeout taken on the floor. 1.8 to go before we've played the first half.
Wasn't sure if they were going to get that. He was kind of on the floor sliding.
Yep.
So I wasn't sure if they were going to consider that possession. The far official kind of looked, but the other one was granting the timeout.
Yep.
Don't know if it's a great timeout here with 1.8 seconds. Again, they have about three-quarters of the court to go, and that takes City High down to three timeouts for the rest of the ball game. Again, I think the ball was dribbled off of someone's foot, not a kick, but off their foot, so ball's live, and City High was able to get to it, but again, they had to go on the floor to get it. Took the timeout versus the travel. But again, 1.8 seconds left, so we'll see if they get a shot off.
Already 29-23 as both teams make their way back out on the floor. And it'll be a half-court shot, and oh, boy, it almost went in. It was a good look.
It did. And they just ran a little curl, and
Keyshawn
Christian got the ball going to the basket.
He did.
And just kind of a heave from the chest, but it literally banked off the backboard, then went inside the rim, really a 360 around the rim, and then it got spit out, so almost for City High.
Already we're at halftime with the scores, as City High leads Cedar Rapids Washington at half, 29-23. Let's go and take a two-minute timeout, two-minute break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gym.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back here in Iowa City, Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. It is halftime with Iowa City City High leading 29-23 over the Cedar Rapids Washington. And it's been a tale of two different quarters as Wash came out with a hot hand in the first quarter. Had, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six different players scored in the first quarter for Wash, and they led 16-10. And then Some hot hands in the second quarter for City High as they hit five threes in the second quarter and outscored the Warriors 19-7. And that's where we stand at 29-23 here at halftime. And let's see. Let's look at our scoring first. First of all, for City High, leading scorer looks like Rye Throkeld Wiegen with 12 points, hitting four threes throughout the first half. Also, Keisha Christian looks like 7 points, 6 points for Carter Westlake, and 4 points for Antonio Turner. And that's scoring for City High. And for Washington, let's see, 6 points for Max Campbell. 6 points, couple threes for Joe McKinstry, 2 points for Campbell Mitvalski, 2 points for Nolan Potter, 3 points for Mick McCurry, 4 points for Ross Snitker. Again, scoring by quarters, 16-7 for Wash and 10-19 for City High. We've seen some good basketball, some good outside shooting. Got a little sloppy there a time or two. And also what I'm liking as well is nobody's really in foul trouble. We have one player with two fouls. Otherwise, been a pretty clean game, and the officials letting them play just a bit inside as well.
Well, key for City High, Carter Westlake hit two quick threes at the start of the quarter. City High again down six, so literally within just a short period of time, City High had tied the ball game up. And then as the quarter progressed, Ryland Throkeld Wiegen hit two more threes, and you know City High five threes for the quarter, and that was the difference. Wash struggled a little bit, only three baskets there in that third quarter, and you know, turned the ball over three times, and again City High started shooting the ball a little better. You know, like I say, Thomas Campbell, you know, two baskets again. It looks like certainly they Wash could look to go inside a little bit more. Again, you know, we chuckled, they had six kids score in the first quarter. But then again, only three baskets in the second quarter.
Once again, our halftime score, 29-23. City High leads Cedar Rapids, Washington. Let's go ahead and take that two-minute break at this time. Two-minute timeouts. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gym.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Support excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Welcome back to Iowa City. Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Glad to be with you tonight on this Tuesday night. High school basketball full schedule around the state. And girls will also be starting up their postseason play coming up in just a matter of a few days. And we'll be busy starting to give lots of different coverage for some area teams right here on the North and South Gym along with 1600 AM. It's hard to believe, Eric, but the girls are about ready to wrap up their season and head into the postseason play.
Some smaller, I think we have West Branch's first girls tournament game, I think, against the Loaiza Muscatine Saturday.
Yep.
So, again, the smaller classes of the girls getting started this weekend.
And, of course, Iowa City where we're broadcasting from tonight. They've got three teams that got some high hopes with Iowa City West and City High right here, and also Regina. All three excellent teams this year. They played, and don't let that West record fool you. They've played some tough teams this year. They've went out of state and played some teams away from the state of Iowa, and I believe they have seven losses, but still, though. They've got as good a chance as anybody.
Well, we think they get two or three of those are to out-of-state teams. Two are to the number one team in the state, City High.
Yeah.
One is to the number two team in the state, Cedar Falls. They went to Des Moines
Valley,
the defending state champion, and lost there. Now, again, that's tough to know. Obviously, you defending state champion, but Valley's about 500 in with their record. That loss may have hurt West a little bit, but
I think it did. It put him in a two seed, is what it did.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone wants to see West High in either a regional final, or if West, again, it, I guess it would be defined as an upset if they got to state, but I don't know that anyone would want to see West High in the first round, even at state. I believe all year that they're that good a ball club, and both City High games were competitive games for the vast majorities of the game. The Cedar Falls game came down the wire. The Valley game was just a couple point ball game. So, I don't know that there's been a ball game the West High girls haven't been right there. And, Regina, again, a big difference after Christmas, getting Mary Crompton back, and they're playing good basketball.
Yep.
And again, the City High game, I did not see the City High game, but I know Regina fell down early, but then battled back and got within a couple possessions of City High. City High did end up pulling out, winning by double figures. Uh-huh. But Regina, I think was down by as much as maybe 18 points early, and came all the way back to get into, within, I think either, I've heard seven, I've heard four. Like I said, I wasn't at the game, but Alex Weiss, I think, scored about 26 points for Regina against City High. Mary Crompton, from a point-wise, I heard Rose Nakumu was guarding Mary Crompton. That's a heck of a matchup in terms of two really wonderful athletes. But that can do nothing but help Regina. Then Regina girls went up and played Kennedy and Cedar Rapids
and
picked up a nice win against a big school in Cedar Rapids. So, that shows that Regina can play with anyone in the state. Again, giving City High a ball game, and again, beating Kennedy on their home floor.
Mm-hmm. And we are broadcasting here at Iowa City for boys basketball. And again, looking at the Class 4A substates, bracket number 5, who is in the bracket going into postseason. City High with the worst record, but they're trying to mix things up a little bit tonight as they lead by a score of 29-23 over Cedar Rapids Wash. Wash is also in that bracket as well. They are 7-10. City High is 5-12. Also in that bracket is Kennedy at 8-9. Tumwa is at 6-11. Prairie's at 8-9. And Iowa City West will be the favorite. They are 13-3. And if you didn't hear the top 10 as far as Class 4A, Hoover is now ranked number 1. Have you ever seen Des Moines Hoover play? They like a slow down game. That's one of those where if you score 50, you'll beat them. But you got to get 50 first, let alone 40 against Hoover. They are 15-1. Dubuque Senior, they're probably one of the hottest teams, too.
Well, we did the senior West High boys game, and that was at West. I should have known, but was unaware at the time. That broke West's home game winning streak at 80 or 81 games.
Yeah.
So, and again, senior looked good, just an outstanding point guard. And again, they got their post player back from injury. So they looked really good against West, really controlled the game for most of the second half. By controlled, I mean they maintained like about a 3 to 6 point lead most of that second half.
All right, we're underway as we talk about postseason. Boys are just underway here in their ball game here in the third quarter, 29-23. No score here in the second half so far. Here's a shot, and it is up and no good. Wash with the rebound. Warriors with the ball. Looks like a man-to-man defense for City High. City High with the lead by 6. Ball was tipped up, almost went into the basket on the tip. Down the corner. Kicks it back over. Again, top of the key is Ross. Here's a shot. Baseline. Jumper. Short. No good. Weak side rebound. Antonio with the ball. Turner quickly down floor. Turner puts it up off the glass. No good. And back it goes over to Wash. Wash with the ball. Here's a shot. Three-pointer. And it is Up and short, no good. Weak side rebound. Both teams coming out shooting. Both teams still looking for the bottom of the net. Still at 29-23. Here's a shot at the free throw line. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, puts it up in. Yes, count it. Go to the line, shooting one will be Jeremy Kumbumba.
Well, nice job getting the rebound and, again, taking it right back up with his left hand. So an offensive rebound and put back by Kumbumba. First, wow. He's had a couple opportunities with the offensive rebounds but hasn't gotten anything to go down.
Foul call on number 21. That's Mick McCurry. That's his second. And Jeremy with the free throw and threw up an air ball. Missed it. No good.
Well, that's something, again, if you're Wash, you think that late in the game, again, if you have to foul, and who might you foul? Jeremy
He's kind of laughing about it, too.
Someone.
Yeah. 31-23, biggest lead for either team at 8 points. Wash with the ball. Kicks it over to the right side, over to McValski. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, though, puts it up, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound inside. Wash still with it, and now a foul inside. Go to the line, shooting two. Max Campbell will go to the line.
Well, again, Campbell, I think ahead to Campbell. Again, no one's been able to stay with him. We mentioned both 6'8", but again, Campbell's had the little better of it inside. That time, again, a couple offensive rebounds for Wash, and they get to the free throw line.
First one's up and good by Max. Max now with 7 points. Foul was called against Carter Westlake. That is his first and team foul number one against City High. Nobody's in foul trouble for either team. Second one's up. Missed that one. No good. Jeremy with the rebound. 31-24. City High with the lead and the ball. Just underway here in the third quarter. City High led by six, 29-23 at the half. And here's shot up and two by number 24, Rye Throckeld Wiegen.
Well, he could make something other than a three. He had 4 3-pointers before that, but again, off the dribble, took it to the free throw line and scored.
Rye averaging about 8 points per game, and he's got a good night tonight. He's had 4 threes in the first half, plus tack on another basket here in the third quarter. 33-24, shot is up, 12-footer, yes. And a two by Campbell McValski.
Now City High just slow to react. They reverse the ball to Campbell Medvalski, and again, a little 10-foot jumper.
Turner with the ball, setting up the offense. Turner still dribbling. Man-to-man defense by the Warriors. Here's a long three. Shot is up and too long, no good. Goes up high, pulls it down, is Campbell. Medvalski brings it across the line. Back over to Ross. Down low to Christensen. Top the key is Ross Snitker. Back again over to Christensen. Down low, this time over to Campbell. Max with the ball, picks up his dribble. He'll take the baseline jumper, 17-footer. Nails it, two by Max.
Again, Kumbumba didn't come out to play him, stayed off him, and so he just squared up and took the shot there. So again, Campbell, 3 quick points here in the third quarter.
Turner kicks it back over to Throckeld Wiegen. Rye with the ball, goes down low inside. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Antonio. Turner goes inside, kicks it back outside. Back over to Rye once again, puts up off the glass, up and no good. Loose ball, pulled down by Ross. Ross quickly down four, and he's fouled from away from the basket.
Well, City High a little out of control there. You know, they get in the air sometimes, and they made an actually a nice Turner to Kumbumba, but he was underneath the basket. I thought he could maybe come out the other side, but instead he kicks it out, and then they just don't get a good look after that.
Three subs have come in for City High, a small lineup. Luke Young will check in. He's 5'10". Malik Kimber, also at 5'11". And also checking in, number 21, that's Angelo McNeil. He's also 5'11". So a small but quick team is on the floor right now for City High. Shot is up and two by the Warriors as Campbell McValski gets his own rebound.
Well, nobody even matches him up. Just a simple inbounds play, and he gets the ball and literally just dribbles, and no one ever picks him up.
Turner puts up a tough shot. Can't get it to fall. Up and no good, and another foul.
You know, City High sometimes just doesn't make good decisions. Yeah. You know, that time Turner off the dribble gets inside. You know, there's such a size disparity, and he forces up a shot. He had opportunities to kick the ball back out. So, again, City High giving up a basket on the other end where literally the person who receives the ball inbounds is never picked up.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, just little things there, but you know, you go from an 8-point lead, and now Wash has got it within three, 33-30.
And with the ball. So the Warriors with the ball. Top of the key. Top of the key is McKinstry. Cross-court pass back over to McFalski. Puts up the shots in two by McFalski.
That's his third basket, all yeah. Two-pointers.
Campbell down with 8 points. Ball was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with City High. 3:20 to go, third quarter.
And wash up into some full-court pressure here.
Inbounds for City High. And they get it in. Over to McNeil. Back over to Christian. Keyshawn with the ball, setting up the offense. Keyshawn still dribbling. Hands it off over to Throckel Wiegand. This time over to Young. Luke. Back over Keyshawn. Takes a shot. Yes. Nicely done by Keyshawn Christian.
Well, that time City High ran an offense. A number of passes, and eventually Christian gets the ball and off the dribble just creates a little space. And that's where City High, I think, sometimes needs to run an offense versus going one-on-one.
Keyshawn now with 9 points. Here's a shot, and once again, McVolsky. Got the hot hand. Hit four shots here in the third quarter. He has 10 total.
And that's off an offensive rebound. That's the Washington's fifth.
And a three-pointer by Keyshawn Christian. Keyshawn now with 2 threes, putting 5 points here in the third quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. Timeout taken by City High. Full timeout is taken. We'll take one as well. A 60-second break, 60-second timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Back here in Iowa City, here at City High, 38-34. After the timeout taken, Wash with the ball. City High with the lead. Potter is checked in once again. Dolan with the ball. Kicks it back over to Ross. Mifalski turns, puts up the shot. He's been hot, and yes, two more. Campbell's.
Five baskets, all two-pointers. City High's got to maybe try to keep him from getting the basketball so easily.
Three-pointer, yes. Back-to-back threes by Keyshawn. Keyshawn's got 3 threes also in the ballgame.
That time just off a screen on the three-point line and a couple dribbles coming off that screen. Now here's a steal. The basketball.
Probably slammed this one down, and yes, he does. And the high-percentage shot for Keyshawn puts it down.
That's his 17th point.
He's playing well. He's got a good shot. 43-36. Potter with the ball. Kicks it back over to McKinstry. McKinstry, Joe, top the key. Here's a shot, and it's blocked and pulled down by Jeremy. And City High now with the ball in the lead, 43-36, counting down to a minute to go here in the third quarter. Keyshawn, bounce pass, gives it to Luke Young. Back over to Keyshawn. Three-pointer, short, no good. Tough shot, as that was a fadeaway three. And pulled down by the Warriors. Warriors want to run. Bounce pass inside. Puts it up in. Two more.
By Medvolsky. Not getting back on defense. And a nice job spotting Medvolsky cutting to the basket. 39 seconds left. We'll see if City High holds for the last shot.
Keyshawn puts up the shot and can't get it to fall. Keyshawn with the, lead over to McNeil.
21, yep.
Yeah. So Angelo will go the line shooting two.
Well, D'Angelo, they list him at 6 foot. Maybe. He plays inside an awful lot. So he took it hard to the basket, certainly drew contact, and he'll shoot two free throws.
First one for D'Angelo's up, and that is long, no good. He has not scored yet here tonight. A lot of subs will check in for both teams with 32 seconds to go before we play three. Checking in for the first time is Jason Allen. He'll check in for City High. He's a 6'1 junior, averages about a point a game. He wears number 40. And some other subs have checked in as well. Carter Westlake has checked back in for City High. Second free throw's up, and that one is also no good. Missed them both.
Now Wash, I have Wash 7 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds, but yet again, they've kind of stayed. They cut the lead down, but they trail by 5 here. Looks like they might hold it for the last shot.
Keaton Woods is also checked in for the first time for Wash. He's a 6'1 junior, wears number 4. And he's got the ball. Goes inside to Potter, puts up, and can't get it to fall. And Potter will go to the line shooting 2.
Now 7.8 seconds left, so Wash may have started that a little early, but at the same time, you can't complain about being fouled in the act of shooting. Uh-huh. And again, a chance for a three-point play, but the ball could get it to go down.
Nolan's at the line shooting 2. First one's up and good. Nolan now with 3 points. He's been playing backup center for Max Campbell. Nolan not quite as tall as Max, but he's a big guy. He's played well. Second one's up, missed it, no good. 5 seconds to go. Three-pointer, shot is up, and can't get it to fall, and that'll be it. We play 3 with the score. City High, 43, and Cedar Rapids, Washington, 39. We'll take a 60-second break, 60-second timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back here in Iowa City at City High School, Jeff Downing, Eric Peterson. We start the fourth quarter with City High leading 43-39. It's been a good game so far for both teams.
Well, that third quarter, Camel Medvalski, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baskets, all two-pointers for 12 points, and he gets Washington back in the ballgame. Yep. City High travels. Yep. Turner shuffles his feet. City High didn't have a turnover in the third quarter, but again, first possession of the fourth quarter, getting the basketball off the alternating possession at the quarter. City High turns the ball over.
I've seen some good shooting on both sides for both teams. Good
Wash,
shooting for Keyshawn Christian.
And Wash almost turned the ball over. Inbound and coming up, and the player has his back turned, and then now the Wash does turn it over.
Keyshawn with the steal. Keyshawn all the way, puts it up off the glass, and 2 more for Keyshawn Christian.
Well, that time Jeff didn't get back on defense, and with heads turned, Christian takes the ball hard to the basket and scores.
45-39, just underway here in the fourth quarter. City High with the lead. Long 3, yes, 3-pointer. Number 21, that is Mick McCurry.
That's his second 3-pointer. He had one in the first quarter, now one in the fourth.
He's got 6, 45-42. Cuts that down to a 3-point lead for City High. Crocod Wiegand with the ball. Goes inside. Here's a shot up and partially blocked. No good. Got a little bit too far underneath for Westlake.
Yeah, he did. He needed to pull up or lay it up over the top. Instead, he ended up almost shooting it off of the underneath side of the rim.
Holsky puts it up, and it's blocked inside by Keyshawn, and City High comes out with a loose ball. Coach is going to tell him to slow down. Long pass down the corner. Here's a three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Warriors with the ball.
That's a good shot by City High. Again, wide open in the corner by Carter Westlake. He hit a couple in that second quarter. Couldn't get that one to go in.
Here's a three-pointer by, look, I put up by McCurry. Lifted short, it goes out of bounds, and it goes back on over to City High.
Well, not a scintillating start to this quarter.
No.
Both teams struggling a little bit.
45-42, 6:17 to go in the fourth quarter. We thought we might have a pretty good matchup tonight, Eric, and so far so good.
Well, we thought with the records being what they were that, again, two fairly even teams, this time on City High's court. And so far, City High, after a slow start, has been able to hold on to anywhere from a 3 to 8 point lead.
Keyshawn with the ball. He's had the hot hand. He puts it up off the glass. It's too hard, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Check back in. The start of the fourth quarter was Max Campbell. Warriors with the ball. Kicks it back over to McCurry. McCurry is double-teamed. Can't get the shot off. Kicks it back outside. Oliver to Ross. Back over to McCurry. In the paint. Turns. Puts up the shot and count it. And Mick will go to the line shooting one.
A nice job there by Wash. A couple times, you know, had opportunities but didn't force the shot up, and kept the ball until McCurry got the possession, and he took it into the lane, was bumped, and scored, and he'll shoot one here.
Free throws up and good.
Tie ball game.
So Mick will tie it up. That foul was on Kambomba. 45-45. 5:34 to go in the ball game. Keyshawn will bring it across the line. Keyshawn, one of the leading scorers in the game. Bounce pass inside to Jeremy. Kambomba looks, turns, little hook shot off the glass, too hard, nope, up and no good, and pulled down by Campbell. And it's stolen away by Turner. Turner all the way, and two by Antonio. Antonio now with 6 points. Big steal for City High.
That's
puts it back
Walsh,
up.
You work so hard, and you get back tied, and you have the rebound with the possession to take the lead, and you turn it over.
And a two-pointer, long two, down the corner by Max Campbell.
Campbell, I think that's the second jump shot he's hit from the baseline, about 14 foot out. So, again, he certainly has the touch, 14 feet away from the basket.
Campbell now with 11 points. We're tied at 47 each, under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Antonio with the ball. Turner pulls up, 12-footer, and yes, two by Antonio Turner.
Well, back to baskets by Turner, again, keeping City High out with that two-point lead, 4:30 left to go in the ballgame.
49-47. City High with a two-point lead. Warriors with the ball. Looking to go inside. Ross will dribble. Man-to-man defense by City High. Here's a shot. Three-pointer. And, yes, three-pointer. Three by Mick McCurry. That's his third three of the ballgame.
9 points here in the quarter.
And now the shot is up and in and out. No good by Keyshawn. Couldn't get to the fall on the left side. Pulled down by the Warriors. 50-49. Warriors with a one-point lead. Here's a shot. It's up and two and counted. Blocking foul. Go to the line. Shooting one will be Drew Christensen.
Now City High again not being able to convert on one end, and they don't hustle back on defense.
Carter Lake will, Westlake will pick up his second foul. Team foul number six against City High. I'll take it on the floor. Full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pantry.
Back here once again here in Iowa City. Second free throw, or rather the three-point play by Drew Christensen, is good. He has 3 points, 53-49, as Wash now with the lead. Turner goes up all the way, and it's partially blocked, no good. And now Ross with the ball.
Ross. Derek Roberts up. Thought there was a foul
I
there.
I thought there was, too, actually. I thought he had a hand on the back. And here's a steal by Turner. Antonio all the way, and he'll get the foul this time. And go to the line will be Antonio shooting two.
Well, for team fouls, we have City High at six team fouls. Their next foul will put Wash in the bonus and shooting the one-on-one. Although Turner will be shooting two, that was only their third team foul.
So Turner's at the line shooting two. First one's up and good. So far, Antonio is 3 for 3 for the ball game. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points total. Second free throw for Antonio. That one is up and made them both.
I was just about to say a key part of the ball game when City High was down by four and Wash had possession. You know, Wash had a chance to stretch it out, but not able to score. And then turning the ball over and Turner gets fouled. So now we're back to a 53-51 ball game. Wash up by two.
Wash with the ball. Looks like a man-to-man defense.
Yeah,
or zone defense.
1-3-1
again. Zone defense. Yep, they switch that around again. 3-13 and counting. Shot is up in the corner. It's going to be a three-pointer. Three-pointer by number 21 of Mick McCurry. Mick now with this fourth three. Three of the four here in the fourth quarter. Keyshawn puts up a tough shot. He gets the fall. Can he get it to fall? And no. I thought the ball was going to end up falling through, and the foul will be called against number 14 of Drew Christensen.
Well, Keyshawn, he has a knack of getting to about the free throw line or just inside the free throw line. And then with just a small little step back, he usually can elevate up and get his shot.
First free throw's up, and that's short, no good.
Well, again, City High will need to make its free throws. Again, Antonio Turner just made two, but Keyshawn Christian misses the first of two.
So far as a team, looks like they are 4 of 7 as a team at the free throw line. Second free throw's up. Made that one. 1 for 2 at the line. Keyshawn Christian, leading scorer of the ball game. I've got him for 17. Scoreboard says 14. I've got him for 17. We'll do a little comparing here pretty soon. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Jeremy. Kabumba kicks it over to Turner. Turner brings it down. 56-52. Shot is up by Turner, and two up high off the glass. Antonio now with 8 points here in the fourth quarter and 12 total. 2-point lead inside and nicely done by the Warriors, and they draw the foul, go to the line, shooting one. Joe McKinstry will go to the line. Joe now with 8 points.
Now that's where City High pulls within two, and again, Wash gets the ball up the floor. City High again loses track. That 1-3-1 zone, Wash has been able to find openings, and number 24, Joseph McKinstry, an easy basket and fouled from behind, although he
missed the free throw.
Yep. So it stays a 4-point Wash lead.
Quickly down four, puts up the shots, and no good on a quick breakaway. And Wash now with the ball. Well, counting down to the two-minute mark.
City High had a lane to the basket. A player flop for Wash, but not enough contact there to even give the foul.
Boy, Ross had an open layup, and he just couldn't get the fall, and rebounded by Turner. Turner looking to go baseline. Nothing there. He'll pull up for the three-pointer. It is off the side of the rim, up and no good. Fight for the rebound. We'll call a jump ball.
Now we can't see which possession is. Wash ball here.
It'll be Wash ball. Yep. Couple subs checking in for City High. Malik Kimber will check back in. And also checking in as well is Angelo McNeil. Having a seat will be Carter Westlake. And also Jeremy Kabumba will check in as well, or will have a seat. 58-54. 1:52 to go in the ball game. Wash with the lead in the ball. Both teams have led throughout this game. Back and forth. City High led by 6.5. Wash, top the key, is McCurry. Man-to-man defense. Looking to go down low. They don't go down low. Instead, they'll kick it out. Here's a shot. It's up and two. Nicely done. Well, boy, the guy with the hot hand is Campbell Mikulski.
Great execution by Wash there. Ran a little bit of clock, but yet still got the wide open look.
Keyshawn, he'll pull up, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebounded, knocked out of bounds, and it'll go back over to Wash.
Well, I don't want to say that's the dagger, but City High not scoring. They're down six, and Washington will have possession here.
Couple subs will check back in. Number five for City High, Luke Young, will check in. And also number three is Colin Westmoreland. He will check in as well. Both of them play guards. Full court press, and now a foul. Foul will be called against Luke Young. That'll be his second. Team foul number eight against City High. They're going to put him on the line is what they're going to do.
I don't know if that's a – I do appreciate a minute and 13 left. You're down six, but, you know, maybe, again, try to get a trap. I certainly appreciate once they get past half court, you're not going to let them set their offense and run their offense for 30 seconds.
Sure.
Again, they've been prone to turn the ball over. So if you're City High, maybe, again, try to keep in that trappy defense until they get across half court.
So Ross is at the line shooting a 1-1. He has not been at the free throw line yet tonight. He throws up and good. Ross now with 5 points. 61-54.
And City High only has one timeout left, so if they score, they can only stop the clock once.
Sure. 62-54, that's the biggest lead for Wash so far in the ballgame at 8 points. City High, three-pointer. That looks off. It is up and no good. And rebounded by Wash.
Well, City High just gone cold from the field here in the fourth quarter. A little bit as it's good defense on the part of Washington. A little bit of it's just going cold if you're City High. Again, they held the lead for much of the ball game. Took the 29-23 lead at half, led 43-39 at the end of the third quarter. But all credit to Washington. They've stayed at it, started shooting the ball a little better, and taking the lead, and they've done a great job once they've gotten the lead in terms of executing the offense and either scoring or getting to the free throw line.
Westmoreland at the line shooting a 1-1. He missed it. Rebounded by City High. 1 minute and counting in the ballgame, 62-54.
Well, City High's got to go.
They got to shoot fairly quickly.
Too much time here.
Yep. They want to get a good shot, but also that's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with City High. Timeout taken on the floor. Full timeout. Full timeout taken. Let's go and take a timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms. 62-54 is our score. Full timeout was taken by City High.
A little surprised City High takes that timeout. That takes them down to zero. So if they score, they can't stop the clock.
Yeah.
Although, they were a little disjointed that last possession. Again, letting a little clock go off the clock and you're down eight. You can't do that. But again, the ball was out of bounds. You could do a little coaching, from the sideline without taking a timeout.
All righty, full court. Full timeout was taken by City High. They break huddle. Still waiting for Cedar Rapids, Washington to break. 62-54, 47 seconds to go in the ball game. It's been back and forth, but the fourth quarter has been a good fourth quarter for Wash. So far, it looks like three threes were hit by McCurry. And
a 24-point quarter so far for Wash.
Yeah.
So, again, after
hit.
16 in the first, 7 in the second, 16 in the third.
Hit most of their free throws as well. It's like they are 4 of 6 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
Again, City High needs to score quick.
Already City High with the ball, takes it out. Keyshawn will take a long three, and he hits it. Three-pointer by Keyshawn. Tried to draw the foul as well.
Good job by the official.
And here's a steal. And it's up a good, and now a foul will be taken.
That was off, I think, number 5, Luke Young, think. They have up there for 2 points. We were literally marking down the three-pointer. And next thing we know,
the cheerleaders are going crazy.
So that got City High within three now, 62-59. Cedar Rapids Wash on the line. Number 5 on the line, Ross Snitker. Yep. So, again, and it's the 10th foul, so that's two shots here.
First one's up and missed it. No good.
Well, again, if you're City High, again, it's going to be either a 3 or 4 point lead, so you don't necessarily have to take the three, but you've certainly got to move quickly, attack the basket. You have no timeouts left, so again, you cannot call a timeout after a made basket.
Check it back in, Jeremy Kambomba. Free throws up, missed them both, and Kambomba with the rebound. City High with the ball.
City High
by
goes
three.
For a three here.
You would think they would. Probably going to look for Keyshawn as he's been hitting them. Turner's going to take a tough shot. Not a good shot at all. Jeremy with the rebound. Gets it over to Keyshawn. Keyshawn looking. He'll take the long three and can't get it to fall up and no good. And still loose on the floor. Turner with the ball and now a foul inside. And Turner got fouled. And that'll be a non-shooting foul with 6 seconds to go.
Now you got, again, 6 seconds left. City High, again, they're not in the bonus yet, so they're not shooting. So, again, you've got to run a play for a three-point shot here with 6.2. You have no timeouts left. You're inbounding under your own basket. But, again, you've got to run a play for a three-point. Yep. Wash has fouls to give. Wash only has
5 fouls, yep.
Yep. Oh, you got
Turner.
You're not going to get the
shot. They get it out of bounds. Nope, they didn't get the shot off. And it goes out of bounds and goes back over to Wash.
Well, that's tough. I thought Freekel Wiggin might have had a shot, but he thought maybe run it and try to get a better one. But, you know, Turner coming off the baseline to pass at his ankles and he couldn't handle it. That's tough. We talked about saving timeouts and not having timeouts left.
Yep.
City High out of timeout, so they had to run something on the baseline. Without being able to talk about it, just not able to execute. Mm-hmm. You know, you even go back to there was the one timeout at the end of the first half where the ball was loose on the floor with 1.8 seconds left. You kind of understand the City High player taking the timeout, trying to maintain possession, but it's one of those that they knew there was 1.8 seconds, you'd almost again, let the halftime go there without taking that timeout. So, a lack of timeouts late in the ball game has impacted City High.
Alrighty, timeout was taken by Wash. They still got 3 timeouts left, so they'll get the ball on the sideline. So, but they
got to get the ball inbound.
62-59. Washington leads by 3.
I was curious if Wash maybe would foul with a 3-point lead and fouls to give, and that's where Ryland Frelkel Wiegand came off and had the ball. I thought maybe he'd try to take the three, but just felt he was too closely guarded.
Yep. They're going to call an intentional foul, and he was.
Well, that's where you got to get. I hate to say this, but he literally, even before the ball was
inbound,
wrapped his rounds and clasped his hands together.
It's so, like what you do in wrestling.
You know, if there's a definition, so that means Wash is going to shoot two and get the basketball.
Free throws up and no good.
But the only thing is now I'm not sure where the ball will be inbounded, but probably under, I think, the Wash basket here since they shot the free throws.
Second free throws up. It's at half court is where it's at.
Half court.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't understand, I mean, you've got to know the difference between, trying to foul and not making look intentional versus literally wrapping the kid, young man up.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's at the point of interruption is where it's at. And here's the inbounds play. It goes out of bounds.
Well,
last touch, though,
still
by Wash.
1.1 seconds left.
But it's a four-point game, though. So this will, unless they foul on a three-point shot, Turner, you'll launch it at three, and it does not go in, and that's a final. Cedar Rapids, Washington, on the road, and they pick up a four-point win as the Warriors defeat the Little Hawks tonight in Iowa City, 63-59. We'll take one more break, and we'll wrap things up. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 2/8 to 2/14. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Score excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Back here in Iowa City, 63-59, Cedar Rapids, Washington on the road, and they pick up a road win tonight against the Little Hawks. A good entertaining game tonight. Both teams led one time or another, and the final lead goes to Wash, 63-59 in boys high school basketball tonight as we do our final figuring up on the scoring. Saw some good shooting tonight on both sides, especially Keyshawn Christian had a number of points. Also, Campbell Midvalsky, also an excellent shooting as well. And looks like Mick McCurry also got hot in the fourth quarter. So, again, we saw some good basketball tonight. A few sloppy plays every once in a while, but otherwise we saw just good outside and also a good inside play as well, for both teams.
Three key players at double figures. I have, again, kind of going by the scoreboard, I had a couple baskets switch around, but Campbell Midvalsky has 16 points, Max Campbell 14, Michael McCurry 13. So, again, three players really stepping up for Wash. For City High, leading scorer for the game, Keyshawn Christian, 23 points.
Yep.
Ryland Threlkeld-Wiegand, 14. But again, only one basket in the second half after making four threes in the first half. So he cooled off. And then Antonio Turner had 12 points. And again, a good fourth quarter. But, City High, had the lead for stretches and had the lead with 5 minutes or so in the game, and just went through a cold stretch. Maybe not great shot selection. Yeah. Defense, again, they just sometimes in their man, they lose track of players, and Washington gets some pretty wide open looks. And again, City High sometimes run that 1-3-1 zone, and Washington a good job of finding the seams and the openings, and got good looks, and just, again, had a 24-point fourth quarter,
yep.
and that was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, both teams had the lead at one time or another as Wash led by six after the first quarter, 16-10. A good second quarter for City High as they outscored Wash 19-7, and they led by six, 29-23 at halftime. And City High still led by 4 points after three quarters as Washington outscored them 16-14 in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter was the difference as the Warriors came out, got hot, including especially Mick McCurry. Hit three threes in the fourth quarter, had 15 total, and outscored a City High 24-16 in the fourth. That made the big difference, and 63-59 was a final, a four-point win for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Well, again, both teams, again, had stretches where they played well and had stretches where they struggled, and that's typical of teams, below 500, trying to find a little magic here late in the season. And again, Wash, all credit to them because, again, they did a nice job in the first half or first quarter and much of the first half, but then did fall behind. But, kept their composure and end up really kind of dominant on the boards. I had Wash with, approximately 34 rebounds to only 24 for City High. Wash did turn the ball over a little bit more. I had Wash for about 12 turnovers. I had City High only for six turnovers.
Okay. Yep.
So, not saying I didn't miss one or two, but, City High, I think that speaks to probably didn't shoot the ball well. They had little stretches where they'd get hot, in that first half. They had Carter Westlake hit two threes, and Ryland Threlkeld-Wiegand hit four threes. So, we talked about five threes in the first half, but then other than Keyshawn Christian, I don't know that anyone else made one in the second half. And, so City High went cold from the three-point line.
Yeah.
And it's tough because, sometimes you think that they don't run enough offense and, don't get good shots, but sudden the next possession, it's almost maybe something similar, but again, the player hits the shot. Wash a lot more out of the offense, running their offense, moving the ball, passes. City High maybe a little more off the dribble, creating shots off the dribble.
Once again, final score, 63-59. Washington picks up the win against City High, and we're going to wrap things up here. But reminder that more games are coming up this week here on both the North and South Gyms and 1600 AM on the North Gym. The next game will be coming up on Friday, February 9th, as it's a doubleheader as Jefferson will be hosting the Warriors, Cedar Rapids, Washington at Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. Doubleheader coming up on Friday, and the first game starts at 6 o'clock. And then also on the South Gym, coming up on Thursday, as Eric and myself will be back on the road as we're going to travel down to Clear Creek Comana in Tiffin as they will be hosting West Branch for boys and girls. We'll have pregame at about 5:50 and the first tip starting at 6 o'clock. We'll have both boys and girls coming up this coming Thursday. And then West Branch will turn around. They'll play Saturday as well for their opening round for their postseason. So West Branch is going to be almost back-to-back games.
Well, I think West Branch, again, getting ready for tournament. They played well at Regina the other night. But, again, Regina a little bit stronger and mm-hmm. you know, controlled the game in the second half. But, you know, I think West Branch could get through a couple games and possibly get to a rematch with Regina.
We'll talk more about West Branch and Clear Creek Comana coming up on Thursday as myself and Eric will be down in Tiffin on a Thursday night. Just got a message that it's starting to snow, Eric, so let's get going here.
I'll give a quick score here. I don't know how updated my phone is, but second half with 17:22 left to go, Michigan State leading Iowa only 55-53. So, again, the Hawkeyes playing well tonight and hanging tough against number four Michigan State.
Absolutely. Hawkeyes are in town tonight here in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye, and your Cyclones are playing tomorrow night as well.
Yep. Again, I'm one of those house divided. I'm one of those folks that think you can cheer for both Iowa and Iowa State. I know a lot of people don't feel you can do that, but I've lived in Iowa City long enough to enjoy all the Hawkeye programs. But, yeah, my undergraduate degree was from Iowa State. So I think your first love is always your undergraduate institution. So I follow both schools and want both schools to have great success.
Absolutely. Once again, final score, Cedar Rapids, Washington over Iowa City City High tonight, 63-59 in Iowa City. Again, the Warriors, they improve to 8-10, and the Little Hawks, they fall to 5-13. Eric, we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good, over at Tiffin.
Absolutely. All right, for Eric Peterson, I'm Jeff Downing, and thanks also to our sponsors. Thanks for listening, and also thanks to Juan, also back at the studios. Once again, final score 63-59. Warriors pick up the win over City High. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Boys High School Basketball on the North and South Gyms.